Hello again, everybody. This is Lance Russell with Championship Wrestling with another big week. Join us right now.
Hello. Welcome to the Double Dropkick Show. I'm Heath Mulliken.
I'm Mark Whitman.
This is the wrestling podcast. We talk about the wrestling you grew up with, the wrestling you need to watch now, and stuff. And today, we're going to be talking about stuff, as we are about a month past the opening of Avengers Infinity War. Spoiler alert, spoiler alert, spoiler alert. We will be talking about this movie in detail throughout this episode. Spoiler alert.
Before we do, we were just kind of talking about this Roman Reigns thing. And we finished talking about it for a previous episode, and then we saw the post about, I think, Alan Welchel.
Yeah.
Posted about protesting it. And is walking out, is buying a ticket, going to the show, and then walking out during the main event the equivalent of blowing a Yeti up after you've already bought it?
That's a good...
Is it really... Do they really care if you continue to pay for the network but don't watch the pay-per-view?
All right.
If you pay for a ticket to go see the show and leave, they still got your money.
All right. I think 100% hear what you're saying. If you're sitting on the – where you're in the picture, if the people who are on camera, if those are the people leaving – uh-huh. And advertisers see that, and TV executives see that. That could affect the revenue on that end. You're correct. For WWE, they already got your money on the ticket. But it could hurt their marketing, could hurt their public relations. I think that's what people are trying to do. They're trying to – Forbes.
Mm-hmm. As a – yeah.
Forbes magazine wrote an article on people walking out of Roman Reigns at a sub-level pay-per-view.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's a big deal, man. I mean, at some point, you figure folks that own stock in that company, there's a difference between running it as a wrestling promotion and running a publicly traded company. You got people to answer to.
Right. So, hey, thanks, Forbes. Thanks, Forbes. You just...
You bunch of smart marks at Forbes.
You just justified everything that the smart marks are doing. You just said, hey, guys, it's working.
No, like, I think that's what people should do.
Right.
If they don't like it, that's how you hit them, man. If you don't like something, then don't patronize the company. I mean,
right.
If you don't like it.
I'm going to change subject just for a second. A couple of weeks ago on an episode, we were talking about buying gas in Saudi Arabia and all this.
Was I real wrong about something?
No. But by 2019, America will be world's number one exporter of gasoline.
Really?
So buy gas, support America.
Yes,
that's what I'll say. Yes.
I like it.
So I love that. I heard that on the radio, and I just thought, oh.
Sometimes I say these things. You get on a roll and you get to saying things, and you're like, God, I hope I'm saying. I hope I'm right about this.
Right.
Because I don't know about you. I listen back sometimes, and I'm sure you do too. And you knew what you were trying to say.
Oh gosh, I've deleted stuff.
Yeah, but it comes across wrong. And you think, God, this is it. This is when the internet's gonna put me out on blast because I said something and it didn't come out the way I meant for it to come out. But that's I wish we understood that more in life, that sometimes and quit twisting things around that people say. You know, I mean, never mind. It's too political. I don't even want to talk about it. But somebody said something, and if you can read it.
Sorry, we got these.
I think one way is I'm kind of busy, and I don't have time to watch as much of something like that as I want to.
Yeah.
But it got twisted around to mean, I don't want to do that.
Oh.
I just wish we as a society understood that sometimes people say things and they mean it to come across in a good way, but sometimes the way it comes out is not right. And
sometimes if you don't hear it live, if you read it,
right, you can read things certain ways. I wish we would give each other a little more credence and also are a little more
benefit of the doubt,
leeway and benefit of the doubt. And sometimes I remember one of our very first episodes. I remember it still sticks with me is this thing that I said that bothers me,
mm-hmm.
where I talked about seeing the beginning of Hulkamania when Hulk Hogan beat Andre the Giant. But what I meant was I watched the match on. That came from MSG when he beat the Iron Sheik.
Mm-hmm.
But I said Andre the Giant.
Right.
You know what I mean? You
just misspoke.
Just misspeak sometimes. You say things, and I meant to say it this way, and I meant this, but something else came out. And, Lord, people would jump on that. Like poor old Cole when he said the late, great Sergeant Slaughter.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes.
That was good stuff. Sometimes people just misspeak. It's not that big a deal.
Right, right. You know?
Anyway.
Yeah.
Proceed.
So you mentioned you saw Avengers a week later.
Uh-huh.
Were you able to avoid spoilers?
Most of them.
Right.
Most of them. I knew going in. We'd all heard people are going to die. Those wasn't the people we thought.
Right.
I think everybody assumed Captain America. Of course, but the story ain't over.
Right. So here, yes. Yes, story's not over.
One thing I will say about that, you don't even know what order to talk about this stuff. I don't follow every little detail of what the schedule of these movies are. I was under the impression that we've been building this movie up for 10 years, and it's finally going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt like they kind of lied to me a little bit and led me to believe that this was the culmination mm-hmm. of 10 years when in actuality it's just like it's just getting going,
mm-hmm.
Which is what comic books have always done. You never right. finish, you know. Maybe that's not a bad thing. I mean, it's just like with TV, I don't necessarily want to devote 20 years of my life to this series of movies.
I remember going.
I've given them 10 years.
Right.
Watching these movies.
I remember going to the first Lord of the Rings movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew they were making 3 movies.
Mm-hmm.
And that first Lord of the Rings movie ends, and I think I'd taken a group from the church, and this one girl says, "That is the dumbest movie ending I've ever seen in my entire life." And I said, "There's 2 more movies." She's like, "What?"
Yeah.
2 more. She had no idea.
Right.
She's just taking in. She's just taking in a movie.
Right.
She's like, I gotta watch 2 more of those? To me, save your hate mail. I liked Avengers Infinity War.
I did too. Yeah. I
thought it was a good movie. I enjoyed it. I will enjoy it more after the second one comes out.
Because
this is like the after school. It's a 2-part special.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't know that going in.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I didn't know that this was a 2-part movie going in.
Oh, okay.
And I think that's where, like,
gotcha.
I was like, we done been in here about 2 hours. He ain't even got to Earth yet.
Right.
I don't know. They really must be planning on rushing the end into this thing.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, I didn't know. I really didn't. I didn't realize we were like in phase 3. I thought, well, finally, this is the end of phase 1.
Right.
Because I'm just not
right
up. I don't obsess over this stuff, man. I just go to the movies. I enjoy going to the movies, you know. And I guess I used to really follow when this is happening and when that's happening. I just don't anymore. I think some of that's just getting older.
Right.
And getting other things. I'm more concerned with other stuff.
Right.
In life. I'm a bigger Walt Disney World mark than I am a wrestling mark at this point.
Really?
And that's just life. That's the evolution of growing up.
Yeah. The evolution of growing up is as you've gotten older.
I cared less about wrestling and more about Disney.
I didn't want to misquote you.
No, it's true.
So I didn't know that. So I was the opposite. I knew that guy's not going to. Black Panther just made $1 billion. He's not dead. He's coming back.
Oh, I knew that.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, I knew that.
But I knew going in. So let me preface this, because I think here's what happened. Movies now open on Thursday night. Uh-huh. We always go see them on Thursday night. I had a meeting, a last minute meeting, got scheduled in Greenville, and Drake was like, I still wanted to take Drake on Thursday night. So the plan was, we found an 8 o'clock movie in Greenville. Drake and Karis went to my meeting with me. They hung out at the mall. My meeting went a little long. We're trying to make the 8:40 meeting, 8:40 movie. We get there about 8:30. It's sold out. So we've rushed to get there. It's sold out. Now we're going to go to the 9:15. It's a school night, so I know in my
head.
That's
what I was sitting here thinking. When I was a kid, I went to bed at 9 o'clock on school night. I can't imagine my dad ever driving around and saying, I would make you go to bed, but the Avengers is starting at 10, so we're going to go ahead.
Well, so in my brain, I'm thinking, this is – but I'm like, we're here. It's going to be one night. And I ended up letting them – all my kids stayed home from school that Friday. They had earned a day off, which, yes.
Earned? A day off.
They'd earned a day off.
By going to the mall and then driving around and trying to catch a showing of the Avengers.
No, that's not what earned it for them. It was
earned.
It was
a day off.
It was a culmination of things. But anyway, so that,
at least you got your priorities in order.
Right. You know, so, but I think all of that and like, man, we're not going to be home till all of that played into my experience of the movie, because I mean, just all this stuff's going through my head, and so I didn't get the optimum experience,
right?
But then I went in going in. This is a 2-part movie,
right?
I'm going to sit through 2.5 hours in order for the pleasure of sitting
to get the cliffhanger.
Yes. So I knew going in. And I had avoided spoilers intentionally, you know.
That's not like you.
No, it's not. I thought, I talked to a friend, he said, man, this movie jumped around too much. And I'm like, well, that's what they had to do.
It was a little busy. There was a little too much.
There was a lot going on. They're trying to tackle something that's never been attempted before. Mm-hmm. And maybe we're finding out. Maybe it's never been attempted before because it's just impossible to do.
You know what it reminded me of?
What's that?
Honestly, as I was sitting there watching it, because it's a Marvel film, and all it reminded me of was back in the early 90s, mid-90s, whatever it was, when they rebooted the X-Men franchise and they released like those 6 covers.
Uh-huh.
And all of them were bagged and all of them were collector's editions.
Right.
And you put them together and it made a big picture and it killed the comic book industry.
Yes. Yes.
That's what it reminded me of, that they didn't learn anything from that lesson.
Right.
That's what not that the movie wasn't good.
Yes.
Not that I didn't enjoy it, but that Marvel is just like every other company. They keep going back to the same well that they've all. So when everybody's in your movie, every time you make a movie, it's not special that everybody's in the movie together anymore.
Right. I think what they were trying to make special about this movie is now you're getting Thanos.
Mm-hmm.
As Thanos has just been teased here and there.
Right.
And here now you're getting Thanos, who he was a little too sympathetic for my liking. I like my villains to be villains.
Yeah, and he was a good he was the best kind of heel though, because he was kind of right.
He's kind of right in his thinking, but here's the thing that got me. He's trying to get the Soul Stone.
Mm-hmm.
In order to get the Soul Stone, you have to sacrifice something that you love.
Uh huh.
Gamora thought that the secret she was keeping was the location.
Uh-huh.
So she's thinking, it doesn't matter if I tell Thanos the location, because he doesn't love anything. And right. The secret is, Thanos just needs the location. He already knows what he loves, and he already knows what he's going to have. Thanos knows going into this the price he's going to have to pay.
Right.
The sacrifice he's going to have to make.
And he sacrificed his child.
Without a second thought. Mm-hmm. Threw her off the cliff.
To make
Spoiler alert.
To make humanity happy. And he's the villain of the story.
Yep. Well, to make humanity happy, he got rid of half the universe's population.
But his thinking was, at least he didn't wipe them all out. His thinking was,
to save humanity,
the ones
that are left, right,
will be happy because they won't overuse their resources. They won't blah blah blah.
Here, I want to know, and I'm not, Thanos is based on Darkseid from DC Comics.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know a lot about Thanos. How'd that mug whoop the Hulk?
He's pretty powerful, cat.
Yeah, he whooped the Hulk.
Well, he had just that, I guess, the stones, I guess.
No, I'm talking about, he didn't have all the stones when he whooped the Hulk.
That's true. He just had one, right?
And like, here's the thing.
I read a ranking.
He wanted the Hulk. He's like, yeah, I've been waiting for this.
Oh, I've been waiting to show you who I am.
And then the Hulk.
I've heard about this guy.
Right.
I'm going to put a beat down on your baddest dude.
Yeah. And when Thanos whoops Hulk in the first 5 minutes of the movie.
Right.
You've set the tone right there.
When Hulk is scared to come out.
Yes.
Because he don't want to get, he'd never been beat before.
Right. The whole thing with the Hulk is the strongest one there is.
Right.
And he's never been manhandled like that. Question.
I wanted to see him snatch the Hulk up by his ankles and slam him
like
he did Loki and then stomp his head. I thought that would have been cool.
That would have been very cool. Maybe he was getting ready to do that and then whatchamacallit sent him to Earth.
Yeah.
Couple of things I want to talk about. First one. All right. Oh, the Hulk real quick. On the trailer. Now, they always put footage in the trailer that's never in the movie. But in the trailer, there's a scene of in Wakanda. It's everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And the Hulk is running. Obviously, that's not in the movie.
Right.
I felt a little misled by that.
I was disappointed that Hulk wasn't in the movie.
There's not a...
Because he's one of my favorite characters.
Like, they've hooked you. You got to see the second one because we haven't even seen all the good guys in the same place. We
haven't seen the Hulk yet.
Right. We haven't seen all the good guys in the same place at the same time.
Right. And I think we texted a little bit about that. Like my nephew was when we left. That was a cool thing for me was seeing it with him because he waited. He could have gone to see it the weekend to come out. He texted me. He said, no, I'm going to wait because we saw Iron Man together.
Yeah.
We've seen all
ten
of them.
10 years
together.
You've committed.
Ten years we've been going to see these movies. We got to see this one, you know.
Right.
And we've already made plans for next year to go see how it ends. So that was the cool thing to me. But he was like, you know why they lost? Because none of them were on the same page.
Right.
They weren't together. They weren't their best selves. The Hulk was scared, and Captain America and Stark were mad at each other, and he wouldn't give Captain his shield back, and Thor didn't have his hammer, and he didn't have his eye, and the Guardians of the Galaxy couldn't get past, you know, the Star-Lord guy. They had him.
They had him beat.
He was beat.
Yeah.
Thanos would have been stopped.
Yeah.
But, you know, Tony... And even Stark kind of put it aside, but he should have been following and listening to other people the whole time. But he can't help but try to lead, and Star-Lord does his thing.
But our only hope is that Doctor Strange saw all the possibilities.
Well, clearly.
And said, there's one way we can win.
Well, obviously, because he'd already told him, I'll never give it up. I'll let him kill both of y'all before I give it up. And then he sees this one scenario, which obviously was him giving him.
Yeah.
What if I give him
the
stone?
Right.
Maybe we can win. So clearly that's what he saw, that he had to do that. And he knew that Stark needed to be alive. Maybe it wasn't that he had to give him the stone. Maybe that it was Iron Man needed to be alive for them to win.
Yeah. Let's talk about, we're jumping around here. Sorry, spoiler alert.
That's what they did in the movie.
Yeah. What did you think of the henchman, Thanos' henchman?
See, I'm not, it's like everything else when there's, you know, I didn't know who they were.
Right,
I didn't understand their powers and who they were. So, I mean, I didn't really.
They got disposed of pretty quickly.
They did. But I like the, like, to me, the best part of the movie, hands down, was when Captain America's silhouette appears across the, on the stage, and then he steps out of that darkness.
Yeah.
And they launch their attack. To me, that was good. And then Thor showing up at the end was really cool. But
yeah, that was awesome.
But I didn't know anything about his henchmen. I don't know who, still don't know who they are.
No, me neither. Yeah. I guess they have a name or something, and I don't know. I haven't followed Marvel comics as much, but I've heard from different people that they felt that was a weakness. You know.
But
Darth Vader had his stormtroopers that couldn't shoot straight.
Right, but if you're gonna have all these heroes in these movies, why wouldn't maybe some of the villains be there as well? And maybe they will. Maybe some of the villains are going to step up in the next movie and say, you know what? I don't really necessarily like the Avengers, but like, this is bad. We have to help stop this.
I wonder if in the end, and maybe this is all, maybe like the whole Civil War thing and all the things that led to that. Maybe Thanos, the whole New York invasion, maybe, because you said they weren't at their best. They weren't their best selves because they weren't on the same page. Maybe that's Thanos set everything up from the beginning to get it to where they couldn't work together.
Right. Could be. There's
which would make me respect him even more.
I like him anyway.
Yeah, he's a bad guy.
He's almost an anti-hero.
Yeah.
In some ways. I mean, maybe not. Maybe. I know people disagree with that, but
let's talk about, and I want to talk about the extra credit scene, but that doesn't mean I'm done talking about the movie. I just wrote this down. So you have people, and let's just say they've been going to Marvel movies, all right? And they don't know anything about the comic books.
Right.
They just know the movies. And let's say they don't read anything. They just go to the movies. You get to this post-credit scene, and Samuel L. Jackson fades away, and his beeper is there, and this symbol pops up on it.
Right.
Well, what is that? I mean, I know what it is.
Imagine how infinitely cooler it would have been if he dropped it and it said Charles Xavier.
Yes.
How much cooler?
Or it had an X.
Just an X, because people would have known what that meant.
Right.
You know, this is Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel is an E-level Marvel character.
Yeah.
Maybe an F or a G, an A. He's not.
Because now they have the A. They've got the A-list back.
Yeah.
They can use the A-list now. We don't have to.
Yeah, the deal is still being finalized.
Is it still not done?
I thought
they bought them. I thought Disney just bought Fox.
I think they're still dotting the I's and crossing the T's.
It could be.
But yeah. What if that was their plan all along?
What?
What if they're like, we're going to start making these movies. It's going to take us 10 years to work out a deal with Fox, Sony.
Yeah.
And then Infinity War 2. We're going to throw everything.
We're going to bring in X-Men and Fantastic Four.
Wow. Boy, that launches you. I'll go.
Yeah.
That means.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's really. And
then you can do the real Civil War story.
Right. So here. Let's speculate. So I don't know anything about Captain Marvel.
I had one
Captain Marvel issue. Listen to me. When I hear Captain Marvel, I think of Shazam.
Same here.
Which I never understood. Is he Shazam or is he Captain Marvel? Well, Shazam is the guy who gives him the powers.
Right.
Captain Marvel is the actual superhero.
Right. I don't understand this, both companies having a Captain Marvel.
I understand how a company named Marvel.
I
would think that if you're going to name a hero after your company, he'd be more than a C, D, E, F, G. And this is like the 10th Captain Marvel they've had. And this one, as you know, is a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I'm Not excited.
Me either. Not excited.
I saw that. And I'm like,
I would love to have seen the X-Men pop up on.
And I think,
but I get it. They can't promise something. They don't want to promise something they can't deliver.
This is where, I mean, and this was the, you can't really blame Marvel.
I can't. Listen, they made the movie.
But no. Here's what I'm saying is, they have struck gold so many times. Robert Downey Jr. is Tony Stark.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Evans is Captain America.
In the same way that, like, Harrison Ford is Indiana Jones.
Yes. Yes. Chris Hemsworth is Thor.
Right. And then you have the guy who is Wolverine, and if you know this is what you're going to do, you kill him off.
Right.
The good thing is you can bring Wolverine back.
That movie was in the future.
Right. It was set in the future anyway, so it's not, like, inconceivable that you could bring Hugh Jackman back.
But now,
and I'm sure he says he ain't coming back, but I promise you put enough zeros at the end of that, he's coming back.
No. He said for that, he would come back.
Right. Yeah, he did. That's right. He did say that.
So, to me, Marvel, now you've used up all these heroes. You hit a home run with Black Panther.
Mm-hmm.
But Captain Marvel, I'm just not excited for Captain Marvel. Mm-hmm. Now, Captain Marvel will be, you know, the second movie, major female superhero movie after Wonder Woman. I don't think it's definitely not going to do as well as Wonder Woman, I wouldn't think.
I wouldn't bet on it, bud.
I don't know. I mean, mate.
I wouldn't bet on it. I wouldn't have thought anybody would go see Ant-Man.
You're right.
I've still not seen Ant-Man.
Really?
I haven't seen Ant-Man, Doctor Strange, or Black Panther yet. I haven't seen any of those three.
Really? Doctor Strange, Black Panther, they're all good.
I'm
Listen,
figure they are.
Marvel doesn't make bad movies anymore. Marvel has got it figured out, and that's part of the problem, is they have got a formula. And so all their movies follow this very successful formula. It's successful in that you're going to make a lot of money, you're going to entertain the fans, but for me, as I've been here 10 years, I've read the comic books, I followed you. For me, I'm wanting something a little bit more. Mm-hmm. I need to go a little bit deeper. I need to, if you keep hitting the same emotional notes with me, I become sanitized to that.
Right.
Desensitized.
It's just like, it goes back to the 6 issues of X-Men.
Yeah.
If all 6 of them are a collector's edition, then none of them are.
Right.
So if they have these big, huge crossover events in every single movie, then they're not special anymore.
Right. And if Iron Man's the first movie and the post-credit scenes
I thought Hulk was the first movie. Did Hulk come out after Iron Man?
All right,
Incredible Hulk.
The first Hulk movie.
Talking about the first Hulk movie.
All right, no.
I mean the Incredible Hulk.
Incredible Hulk has Tony Stark in
the
credit scene. So is Iron Man, and then Hulk is somewhere after that.
That is right. You're correct.
But that first after credit scene is Nick Fury, and everybody marked out for Samuel L. Jackson because that's who they, when they wrote the Ultimates, they based Nick Fury on Samuel L. Jackson. So everybody marked out for that, and it's like, I want to talk to you about the Avengers Initiative.
Mm-hmm.
So we went from that, and everybody knows this is Nick Fury, this is Samuel L. Jackson. 10 years later, I know as Samuel L. Jackson, I know Nick Fury. What the crap is that on his beeper?
Right.
What the crap?
Mm-hmm.
You have been building and building and building and building, and now you're going to give me, in the Marvel Universe, a Superman-level powered hero that nobody knows.
Right.
That nobody knows. Mm-hmm. Captain Marvel may be their Roman Reigns of the Marvel cinematic.
That's a good point, yeah.
Universe.
They're going to shove her down her throat.
I'm being totally serious, you know. Really? They're going to say, you will like this hero. She's going to save the day.
She's the one that's going to do all this, even though you've never heard of her. We're not going to let any of these that you care about win.
So you'll have – so now, between now and Infinity War Part 2, you're going to get Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Uh-huh.
The Captain Marvel movie is going to come out next year. And it's going to kind of be an origin. It's going to be based in the 80s. And
right.
But...
Well, there's the theory, too. I think in the comics, the Soul Stone, everybody who died, the Soul Stone is a universe. So everybody's in it. Instead of, they're not dead. They're alive inside the universe that exists in the Soul Stone. So the theory is that that part of that movie will be them trying to get out.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. That's in the comics.
I'm going to be honest. I tried to read The Infinity Gauntlet. I've got it on my Kindle. I may have it hard copy. And I'm going to be honest. Well, I don't think I finished it.
Nebula is the actual hero. She's the one who defeats Thanos. Because he gets complacent, takes the Infinity Gauntlet off and sets it down. And she breaks loose and puts it on and beats him.
Spoiler alert. That came out 20-something years ago, so if I hadn't read it by now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know.
But
that.
You can't trust the source material.
Right.
To be what they're doing, but that is what happens, I think, in the source material.
So who do you think let's make a list. Spoiler alert. Gamora died. Now, she didn't get...
I don't think she's dead.
All right, what do you think?
I think she's in the Soul Stone, too. I think she was the sacrifice that was required.
But she didn't fade away like right. The rest.
Well, that happened after the other death. So I think that's what I'd kind of been led to get that... I mean, obviously, they're going to go back in time and reverse this thing. But maybe that not. Maybe they're looking to get people. They're in the Soul Stone, so let's get them out of the Soul Stone. And they're working to get out, and people are figuring this thing out. And the people who died before the finger snap are dead. Except maybe for her. And Loki, because Loki's a god, too. You start dealing with that kind of stuff. I think maybe we're overanalyzing this thing.
That is what we're doing.
Well, we're speculating. Where could they be going with this?
Now, I do think the dude, and I don't know the actor's name, and I don't know his character's name. The gatekeeper for Asgard. That
yes.
guy.
Yes. Uh-huh.
He tweeted out that he's done.
Right.
He's dead.
Yeah. I think the people like him, he made a worthy sacrifice.
Right. Why would you bring him back?
Well, like, you kind of negate the sacrifice that he made right. if you bring him back.
And again, part of the giveaway to somebody like me that knows their whole schedule, they're making a Guardians of the Galaxy 3. Now, Guardians of the Galaxy 3 could very well be they're trying to figure out how to bring Gamora back to life, right. a la Star Trek 3, The Search for Spock.
Right.
Which was a tremendous, tremendous movie. Tremendous.
I saw that with my uncle in the movie theater. I remember. I think we've talked about that before.
The only Star Trek movie I saw.
And I didn't get it.
The only Star Trek movie I saw in the theater was the sixth one. Because I got into them late.
Huh. I saw The Search for Spock, and I didn't care anything about it. It was like I was just over at his house, and he was like, we're going to go see this movie. I was a kid.
Right.
And then, like, I got together with some friends, and we went and saw the one when they came back to Earth and saved
Four,
the whales. Yeah. I remember seeing that with some people. I don't even remember who. I know I'm pretty sure Charles Privet was there.
Right.
But, I remember going to see that one, but
they got on a roll there, and they were making one like every couple of years or whatever. And then I loved the sixth one. I saw it a couple of times in the theater.
Which one is that?
The Undiscovered Country. That was supposed to be like the big finale.
Okay.
And
I really like the reboot that they did. I watched the first two, and then I quit watching them. I didn't watch the most recent ones.
I really like the third one a lot better than the second one.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe I need to check it out.
Yeah, the third one, I really, there's a scene in it that uses Sabotage, the Beastie Boys song Sabotage, and it's like a really good that song always just gets
that's
me
a good pump, song
yeah. always gets me pumped up. So you think Gamora's coming back? Black, let's just go through this. Black Panther.
He ain't definitely. You think he's a cash cow now. Why would they not? Not only is he coming back, they're going to do a Black Panther universe at Disney before it's all said and done.
A Wakanda.
Yes. Yes. There's a big thing right now between. See, Universal has the rights to the Avengers to use them in their theme parks. So the way I understand the way that.
When they had Spider-Man too.
Yeah, they have Spider-Man. Yeah. They have anybody that's an Avenger.
Oh.
Basically, they have anybody that's. That's the way I understand the agreement. If they're introduced in an Avengers film, then Universal can use that character. Everybody else, Disney has, because of contracts that were already in place. And the big argument about Black Panther right now is he was in an Avengers film, is what Universal is saying. And Disney's saying, no, he was in a Captain America film.
Oh.
He was not. He was introduced in Captain America Civil War.
Well, that's where Spider-Man was introduced.
But Universal already had. Oh, right. They already had Spider-Man.
That was pre-existing.
That was a pre-existing contract. But he was introduced not in an Avengers film. So Disney's class. So they're.
Oh, interesting.
They're arguing back and forth. They're probably both going to wind up being able to use him. But they Disney wants to do a Wakanda.
So you probably noticed this, but. The people who remained at the end of this movie were the original Avengers.
Yeah.
So.
Stellar commentary.
Except for Hawkeye. Not sure where he's at.
I think his wife and children are gone, and he'll be rejoining the group. That's kind of what I think.
If you haven't seen the SNL with Hawkeye, where if you go on YouTube and just says Avengers disappointed with a Hawkeye, you know, they're doing the fight. They're like, all right. He's like, I'm out of arrows. They're like, well, we got to shoot this. We can defeat them, but if we got a tiny hole. We got. He's like, I'm out of arrows. Well, can't you go grab that one? Nope. Everyone use arrows. It's like, how many did you bring? 14. 14? There's a million of these. Speaking of million of these, what did you think of the... They're in Wakanda. Sorry, we're going all over the place, but that's just the way it is. They're in Wakanda. The shield is up, and they just start throwing these creatures at them.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of that?
That makes sense. I mean,
to send the mindless creatures death.
Right. I mean, that was.
You know what didn't make sense to me? You've built this shield.
Mm-hmm.
And your shield can withstand lasers, bombs, superhuman strength.
Right.
But just the sheer volume of these, flesh and blood creatures.
Right. Can push their way through.
Can just eventually wear your shield down.
Yeah. That's a big plot hole when I was watching it.
It was a hole in the shield,
Speaking
too.
Of plot holes.
Okay. Let's, yeah.
This has got nothing to do with Avengers.
Uh-huh.
I saw A Quiet Place.
Okay.
Great.
Loved it.
Great movie.
Yes.
Great movie. It was so refreshing.
Yes.
But I'm on spoiler alert here.
Spoiler alert.
On A Quiet Place.
Not a lot of talking in that movie.
No. And it was so cool to watch a movie that you had to watch.
Yes.
The way their faces would register emotion. And they, I mean, there was, what, 5 or 6 lines of dialogue? Spoke in the movie.
Yeah.
Not much. I would say they were speaking in that film less than 5 minutes.
Yes.
But one of the big reveals was we can go down to this river and we can get around these waterfalls and they won't be able to hear us.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you just build a house down there? Why wouldn't you just live? Now, why wouldn't you find a place? There's 1,000 places that are built on rivers. There's millions of places that are built on rivers in this country. Why wouldn't you just go down if you're going to have a baby and have the baby near the waterfall so it would drown out the noise?
Because the apocalypse has happened. Who's going to build your house for you?
What I'm saying is there are homes that exist on riverbeds, on riverbanks. There's hotels that exist, that are already there, that are built next to rivers.
Not where they lived.
How do you know? They went down to a river.
But it was in a secluded area.
So what? Are you telling me, are you safer out in the woods living under a tar paper shack that you built on your own where these creatures can't hear you? Or are you safer sitting out in the middle of an open field with a crying baby? You see what I'm saying here?
I got you. Build a house in that cave behind the waterfall. Just live in
a
cave.
You don't even have to build a house. You set up a little, you could put a tent up and be safer than you are in that home.
What I loved about that movie was the experience of seeing that movie in the theater. A packed theater. No empty seat. It was sold out.
Right.
It was a legitimate. There were, from where I could see, we sat in the back row. No empty seats.
Right.
The experience of the whole audience is quiet. Mm-hmm. And thank you. If you were there that night in Seneca, thank you for playing your role as a movie audience.
Yes.
Because the only, there were when there need to be. And the and the only, since we get to the end and she cocks the shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when all this built up emotion, we all laughed. And right. it was just like,
right.
And then
finally
credits.
You could take a breath. Like, yes. I found myself not breathing watching that movie. Yeah. Like, I was, you wanted to be quiet.
Yeah.
For them.
Yeah.
It was such a great experience, a great, great film. At the end of the year, when I talk about my favorite movies,
oh, yeah.
It'll definitely be on the list. Great movie. I loved it, man.
I liked it better than Infinity War.
And the stakes were real. The stakes were high in that movie, and not everybody made it out alive. And it was just, and Krasinski at the end.
Oh, that is,
it was just heartbreaking.
That's one of my favorite. I mean, that was just. So now somebody asked me, well, why did he do that? Because he didn't have to do that to save his kids right there. And I'm like, dude, I think he knew. I'm dead. I think he knew his.
Yes.
Because he looks and you get this look. I'm dying anyway. This is a fatal.
So I got to give him a shot.
I have a fatal wound. And that, I'm telling you, just sitting here talking about that as a father of daughters.
Right.
I love you. I have always loved you. And then that deep breath and just the yell.
When he was so good.
Like, he's amazing. Said,
before he yelled, his face registered, this is going to suck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I have to do it. Like, I have to do this to give my kids just a shot to get away. Because without it, I don't think that he didn't have to do it. I think the things were going to tear into the truck.
Yeah, it
they
was.
They were going to get at them. Yeah, they were going to kill his children. And he, you know, he made this ultimate sacrifice, and it was awesome, man.
Yeah.
Such a great movie. I'm like you. I liked it better than The Avengers.
I'm about halfway through season 8 of The Office, and that, you know, that's where most people know John Krasinski from.
He was almost Captain America.
I want to talk about, that's where I wanted to go. How different would things be? Because when they cast Chris Evans, I was like, dude, he was the Human Torch.
Yeah.
Who was a completely different character.
Right.
Now, having said that, Chris Evans.
Yeah, he looks like Captain
America. Well done.
Like I would expect Captain America to look. Yeah, I think Krasinski could have done
it. I think Krasinski could have bulked up, which Evans had to do, too. I you know, if I see Krasinski in something. I mean, I'm just. I'm at that.
Have you seen? Was it 13 Hours?
I haven't seen it yet. That's on my. I think it may be on my computer somewhere, but I haven't.
Bought it the other.
You know what? It may be on Netflix.
It's probably on something.
Yeah,
I'm sure. It's the understatement of the year. I'm sure you can see it somehow.
It's probably on something. But I heard he was great in that.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure he is. And I think Roy is also in that movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the guy who played Roy.
Oh, that's like funny.
I think they must be friends or something.
And oh.
He,
wait a minute. What do you mean?
I don't mean to, you know, kill the business of The Office.
What do you mean? Yeah, so I liked Avengers Infinity War.
Yeah, man,
I will look a lot highly on this movie after I see the second one.
Yes. I think you're right. I think it's one of those movies that after you see how it ends, then it'll hit you how good it was. But
I hope anyway.
That's what I want. I don't ever go to a movie thinking it's going to suck.
Right. I mean,
it's going to suck.
But like, I don't.
And I don't think this did. I thought this was I don't think it was the best of the Avengers movies. I think the first one was the best, but it might have been better than Age of Ultron. You know,
Age of Ultron had some missteps.
I don't own it. I didn't go out and buy it.
Right.
And I don't recall watching it twice. But
right.
When the Avengers Assembled came out, I went and saw it. Went and saw it again, then bought the DVD and watched it a third time.
Wait, which one was that?
The first Avengers.
Oh, right. Yeah. So what do you think is going to happen in the second one? Who is dead at the end of the second one?
Tony Stark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Captain America.
I think the scenario that Doctor Strange saw was that Stark would have to sacrifice himself to save the universe.
Yeah. I think we're going to come out of this movie with Bucky being Captain America, much like the movie. I think Chris Evans has done his
contract.
All these guys, their contracts up. That's what sucks.
Right.
Is you know this behind the scenes of
what it really depends on how much money they offer and
right.
whether they die or not.
Right. Yeah. And it sounds like Marvel wants to go in a different direction. This is what I heard. That the end of Infinity War, that they're going to reset the Marvel universe.
Well, I think Kevin Feige or whatever his name is, he's talked about that, how it was going to be a dark movie and how it was really going to change the whole universe.
But I mean, they could literally do a thing where they recast.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that immediately. But
that's then the comics, they've recast almost everybody.
Right.
I mean,
right. And in the comics, I mean, I guess Iron Man's a girl now.
Yeah.
People have.
Miles Morales is Spider-Man.
Which they're making that cartoon movie.
Mm-hmm. How about Venom? You seen the.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I'm kind of excited for that.
I don't know much about Venom. I don't know how you can make a Venom movie that's outside
of Spider-Man.
Right. I don't know. I think they were smart to get Tom Hardy. I think he's a draw.
Yeah. Yeah, because my wife wants to go see it. She likes him. So,
let's close with this.
I leave you with this.
I was thinking about Infinity War, especially after I got called out on social media that I didn't love Infinity War enough.
Better than Justice League.
Well, let me just say this. As I laid in bed, it occurred to me, and I'm about to make some people very angry. I don't care. I was thinking back through Infinity War and just tying connecting the dots. And they did a great job connecting a lot of dots. And it made me realize, and I've never said this publicly, and it hurts me to say this, how much I did not like Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, you kind of mentioned that. Why is that?
That movie made no sense.
In what way?
Under work circumstances.
Work?
Like just the whole premise of, hey, these police officers have been trapped underground for months and they haven't had anything to eat and they haven't had, but they're still alive and this major metropolitan city has been cut off from the rest of the country and nothing's been done and we got no way to get supplies into the city, but we're all doing just fine.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Just like...
I still say in a universe where Superman exists, somebody says, this job might be a little too big for Batman to handle. Maybe we need to call Superman in on this one.
Right.
Because he'd just swoop in, he'd take the bomb, he'd fly off, he'd come back, he'd kick everybody's butt.
There were definitely notes in that movie that hit right. And again, it's a Batman movie that Batman's only in 15 minutes.
Is he only in it for 15 minutes?
Maybe 30?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I can't argue with that. It was my least favorite of those three movies.
Oh, absolutely. I'll say that.
Definitely my least favorite.
By far.
Yeah, but God, I mean, The Dark Knight is one of my, not as I've said, not just favorite comic, it's one of my favorite
movies. It is. It was so good.
Yes.
And
I just think a couple of the Heath Ledger thing took the wind out of everybody's sails, I'm sure, because you knew that that's where that story wasn't done.
Right.
You know, and
right. And
so
they were
kind of had to recast some of that stuff and redo it. And then that shooting happened, which that doesn't affect the quality of the film, but I think it just put this dark cloud over it for everybody going to see it. And
yeah.
That's unfortunate, man.
Who was the girl who played Catwoman in that movie?
Anne Hathaway.
I was fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
I was fine with that.
Yes.
So anyway, we're waiting. We got a year. About 11 months now. By the time you hear this, I will have seen Solo. Not sure how to.
Deadpool, maybe. I can't wait when Deadpool come out.
Deadpool, like 2 weeks. Is Deadpool tonight?
I think it's next week.
Who is, let's see here. Yeah, they just changed the deal on Movie Pass where you can only see, it's still unlimited, but you can only see, I'm looking here, you can only see a movie once.
That sucks.
It does suck.
I mean, not that I want to go see movies multiple times, but I mean.
It's saying. I still want to see Chappaquiddick about the.
Yeah.
RF. I mean, not Ted Kennedy thing. I guess Deadpool's next week. I thought it was this week.
I felt.
Oh, wait. Deadpool's the 17th. Han Solo will actually come out the next time we record.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking because Ethan and I were talking about going to see Deadpool in 2 weeks when we were watching Avengers.
Right. Well, all right. Hey, talk to us on Twitter.
That's all I got to say about that.
Talk to us on Twitter. I'm at Heath Mulliken.
I'm at the DDK Show.
And again, sometimes we talk about wrestling. This is one of those episodes we talk about stuff. Spoiler alert. So, hey, you can support the show. You become part of a private Facebook group. Very elite at patreon.com/doubledropkick. There's a link to it, doubledropkick.com. We're still in, we're recording this. It's May, it's Huntington's Disease Awareness Month. You can support the cause, teammulliken.com. You can get the brand new Team Mulliken Fight Against Huntington's Disease t-shirt. Thanks to Mark Whitman, who will be donating to the Huntington's Disease Society of America. He's donating $100, so I'm very grateful for that. And then our family and SOS Custom Tees and our friend Boomer Payne, for every Huntington's Disease t-shirt we sell in May, a dollar. So $2 going, $3 going to HDSA. So I'm just excited. Thank you for all your support for that, and helps us put on the highest quality programming that we can.
Yep.
Which, in layman's terms, only the best for our people. So, we got some tournament episodes. We got to get some lunch.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, man. I'm hungry. We're under a little bit different circumstances today because we're waiting on somebody to get back so we can go get lunch, and then that may be it. We may just call it a day.
She may not be back till 4 o'clock, and I have to eat on my way home.
No, I wouldn't. Listen, I wouldn't make that. Well, you might be right. I got to go. My kids have the orthodontist today. Got to go do that. It's been a full day.
I'm getting hungry, though.
I am, as the kids say, starving.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey.
Like Marvin.
Well, yeah, that too.
I see some, I think I see a donut bag through the.
I'm going to tell you what. Your brain and your stomach's going to say, oh, some donuts. I'm just going to tell you. The woman in the living room, she's got a psychic connection with those donuts. You try to take one of those donuts, she will cut you.
You think so?
I would stick to these generic Keebler fudge cookies. If you're going to go with something, or help yourself to a 3-week-old apple right behind you.
No, thanks.
She just bought a bunch of groceries. I didn't even see that. I got some canned chicken, tuna.
Ooh.
You don't eat canned chicken?
I eat, not really. I mean, yeah.
We got to. I don't have any cabbage. I'm sorry. Can't help you out.
We're going to have to do something. I may have to just ride out and get us something to eat here in a minute.
I told you we could call. And we like going play. We like being out in public with people. You love
that's
it.
My thing. Yeah, that's what I'm known for.
Mark loves, you know.
I love the folks.
We need to go into Westminster just so you can go by the former Pauline's place.
Pay our respects to Pauline's. I'm so disappointed that she shut down. Who would have thought?
Well,
selling used blue jeans and custom made keychains
and knickknacks.
I'm disappointed, man. I really am because I liked going in there and getting the old movies.
Yeah. You were probably her best customer. In her history, you probably bought more DVDs than anybody.
That's probably true. I bet she was like, well, that fat bald-headed guy ain't coming here anymore. We're going to have to close down. We're not going to be able to make the payment this month.
That's exactly what happened. So, hey, don't be, you know, we didn't support Pauline's Place. Please support us. We don't want to go out of business. Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, download, rate. Hey, right now on your iPhone, if you're listening to us, you can actually scroll down and actually give us a rating and review on the app. You don't have to go anywhere. Let the boys, let us sleep in your house. For the love of God.
I'm listening right now to 83 Weeks with Eric Bischoff about the finger poke of doom.
What are you thinking of that?
I mean, so far, they're just kind of getting into it. I like, I've always liked Bischoff's take on things. And, I like hearing the people that were actually there.
Right. So,
and what they were thinking. And, right. And, yeah, it didn't work, but here's why we did it.
Yeah. The thing that was really insightful with Bischoff, if Bischoff's like, everybody's talking about these lawsuits, like these frivolous lawsuits, and like, I was in the middle of all of them. Once there's a lawsuit involved, I'm not involved with it.
Right.
We have an entire legal department. And like once there's a lawsuit, it ain't personal anymore.
Right.
And I'm not and it was been interesting to
I'd heard Nash talk about that finger poke though, and he ain't wrong. That really a lot of it got derailed because Goldberg had to put his fist through a window.
Right.
Did they talk about that?
They do, and Conrad makes a good point about that. That was months after.
Right.
The finger poke.
Right. Maybe they're just looking at that and kind of taking it as
right. Here's the thing.
It
reminds me of the early days with both Conrad and Bruce and Conrad and Tony. When Conrad and Bruce, you know, they're not friends. They're friends now.
Right, right.
But they start busting balls and it's awkward.
Uh huh.
Because they don't know how to take it. It's the same thing with Bischoff. So it's kind of fun because there's this, they don't have any chemistry yet.
Right.
If you're used to him and Pritchard, they have great chemistry. Him and Tony just like, it's like, man, let's just drink a bunch of, let's just get drunk and do this. I mean, they don't drink, but it's just like a laugh fest now. It is purely entertainment. They found their niche.
Right, right. They figured out how to make that.
And
that
see, now
work.
That Tony's show is completely different than Bruce's, I listen to Tony's show now because they just do the watch-alongs.
Yeah, I need to check it out because when I first started, I'm like everybody else. The criticism was, well, what happened here? Well, I don't know. I was out there calling. I don't know what if that happened. I wasn't there.
Right. So they've gone away.
I'm glad they got away
from that. And then what he's doing with Bischoff is man, and I think especially in the finger poke episode, he just takes Alvarez and Meltzer, and he just spoiler alert, he basically says that's the one thing I do not sign the death of WCW.
Yeah, that's the part I was listening to when I got here when he was talking about that. I just started it on my way over here this morning.
Yeah. Yeah. So, hey, thanks for supporting DoubleDropKick.com, as always, for the Double Dropkick Show. I'm Heath Mulliken.
And I'm Mark Whitman.
And that's it this week, fans. So long for now.